And I just want to say, I feel honored to be invited back here again to speak to you. You guys have two great pastors. That's a weak amen. You guys have two great pastors. Okay, great. My wife is with me tonight, Paulette. And September 25th of this year, we're going to be married 40 years. Yes. So, we want to thank God for that. And I want to get started, if that's okay. It's always nice to come and speak here. Praise God. The topic tonight, I'm speaking on understanding how faith works. And the reason I'm speaking on this, of course, the Lord has always just dropped some things in my heart. And I don't like to not get answers to my prayers. I don't know about you, but I always want answers to my prayers. And so I talk to the Lord about everything, just about everything. And I've come to find out that knowing Him is the greatest thing in life. You know, we went through, after COVID and all that, I made up my mind that I'm going to dig into the Lord and listen to what it says. And so I started reading all the red letters. My Bible's, you know, my Bible have all the red letters where Jesus, in the New Testament, where Jesus is talking. And I said, I'm going to pay special attention to it, and I'm going to do that. And so I got a brand new verse, and that is, if you love me, keep my commandments, and my Father will love you, and we will come and make our abode with you. And I found out that the Lord loves to hang out. And I've been having some great encounters with the Lord. And He really has a sense of humor. And I'm going to start by just telling you one. And the reason why I'm doing that, because when I start talking about faith, you'll understand. So, one time, I'm just not too long ago, I'm working in the basement, and I do have a business, so I build electronic things, you know. And I like to be focused because I don't like to make a mistake, and then troubleshooting is going to take time. So I'm there, and it was like 3 hours, and the Lord is sitting about right here. Now, granted, I didn't see Him. I just know He's there, okay? And then two more hours go by, and I'm just busy, and I'm not saying anything. I'm not even saying anything to Him. And then finally, I said, Lord, isn't it kind of boring to sit in there for 5 hours? And He didn't say anything, and I start thinking, and I said, you know, if that was me, I don't care who I'm sitting next to, I would be bored. So I'm still there, and then I say it again, Lord, 5 hours, aren't you bored? And all of a sudden, He said it is not boring. And I'm telling you, you know, God is so good. His word is true. And when He said He and the Father will come and make our abode, He means it. So tonight, I'm talking about faith, understanding faith, because so that hopefully you will understand a little more. When you pray and ask for something, you want God to do it right away. And so I've been learning, He doesn't always answer right away, but you want to get answers to your prayer. How many wants to get answers to their prayers? Okay. So the Bible says, Romans 1 verse 17, the just shall live by faith, right? Okay, so what is faith? Listen, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, right? That means going after getting to know God, right? Okay, Hebrews verse 5 said, now faith, now let me read what the Bible have to say about faith. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were formed, listen to this, by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And you'll hear more about that. Okay, now, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? So if you're there and you're saying, I want more faith, you can't pray and say, God, give me more faith, because faith doesn't come that way, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes when you're reading the Bible, and in your head you're talking, in your mind, you're doing it. If you're writing it down, faith is coming. Okay, if you can't chase faith, faith comes when you hear the word. You're listening to someone speaking, then guess what? Your faith is growing. It comes to you, right? So tonight, some of you that leaves here, your faith is going to be a little bit greater tonight, because you're hearing not my word, you're hearing God's word, the word of God, right? So that's how faith comes. Okay, so you can't always pray for everything, but faith comes that way. Now, listen to, in the Bible, Jesus had the multitude there, and a soldier, the centurion, he came and he says, Master, I have a servant that's dying. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. And then he said, no, you don't have to come to my house. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Just speak the word only, and my servant will be healed, right? And then Jesus says, I have not seen such faith. Exactly. And so in all of this area, and he was a little amazed by that. Now, that's that guy, he had faith. Where did he get it? I think he was listening to Jesus when Jesus was going and preaching. He was always in the background, right? And he says, I'm a man of authority, and I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And he saw how Jesus was taking authority in the spirit, and things were happening. So he said, wait a minute, if I'm in charge and I do this, this takes place. And so he's dealing with the spirit world and this takes place. You don't have to come. Just speak the word only, right? So here is another story. There was the woman with the issue of blood, okay? What did she say? She said, if I just touch the garment, I shall be made whole, okay? Now, notice, they are speaking these things, words, and I'm going to talk. You're going to see how I'm tying this together. And they said, if I do this, God is going to do this. So remember, the best that you could do, the thing that I'm trying to stress to you is that we all need to have a goal that we want to get closer to God. Okay, now when you, I counsel a lot of people and men and sons and things like that. And so what happened is that when the son and the father get along very well, then sometimes the son is going to come and ask the father something that normally he would say no, but because they have such a great relationship, guess what? You get it, right? And so I love to get my prayers answered, and I have to wait on God some of the time, and I have to tell him how I feel, and I have to be truthful, right? The woman with the issue of blood, she got healed because she said, if I just do this, this is going to happen. All right. Now, 2 months ago or a month and a half, my wife and I were sitting in the kitchen, and we heard this scientist talking about atoms and all kinds of, they were talking about particles in the universe. They're sending a spaceship to, I don't remember if it's Mars or Jupiter or what have you. And so he was talking about different, all these atoms and things like that. But I caught a part of it that I'm going to share with you that it helped me. That's how come I'm speaking on these marriage, because on this topic, because he said atoms are already small. A lot of us that took chemistry in school, we know there's atoms. And then he was talking about the atom is made up of photons, neutrons, and electrons. The protons have a positive charge, the neutron is neutral, and the electron is the negative charge. So then it said, okay, so that's atoms. So they were trying to find out what the atom was made of, okay? And so they went and they said the atom was made of something that called quark, Q-U-A-R-K. And so their objective was they want to find out what these things are made of. So when they went to the quark, it was so small that they developed special telescopes and all kinds of things to evaluate what was made up, what made up these protons and the neutron. And so when they started looking, it took them 4 years to find out what made up the quark. And we're listening, and I'm like glued, and I'm saying, okay, quark. It turns out that the quark is the smallest particle in the universe, okay? And when they finally, after 4 years, when they finally found out what the quark was made of, I won't even ask you to guess, but it's made up of sound waves. Now, listen to this, how I was tying this together. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And God said, let there be light. When I heard them say it was sound waves, out loud out of my mouth, I said to my wife, I said, that's a voice. That's God. That's how God can speak things into being, because he takes the smallest thing in the universe and make big things. He made the whole earth by the word that you and I speak. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about why it's important for you to watch your words, because words create. God's word create. And you and I are sons and daughters of God, and we have to be careful. We don't go around and say, oh, I'm sick or tired of this. You don't go around and say, oh, you could do it, but that would never happen for me, okay? Before I was saved, I remember I would go to the sneakers store, and I wasn't saved, and when they didn't have mine, one foot was bigger than the other, and so I would swap out the bigger one to take the other one, I would take the left foot was always bigger. And cut a long story short, after I got saved, I prayed one night and I said, Lord, I'm saved now. I don't want to like steal or swap out the bigger left foot and the smaller right foot. So can you heal my foot? And it was about a week or two later, I'm sleeping on my back. My 2 feet or my foot was like this, and I felt like someone came and plucked a needle into my big toe, and I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden, and I pulled my foot, and I immediately I knew what happened. I got up. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I got up and I did like this. Both the big toes were even. Okay, so I just want you to know, God does answer. So when he doesn't answer right away, don't get bent out of shape. Just keep holding on, because it says by faith, Enoch, by faith, all these guys, you know, when they asked God for something, he didn't do it always right away, but he loves us, and he says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desire of your heart. You listen, your desires are greater than you want. You know what I mean? You may want a car. I love cars, so I talk. You may want a car, but you desire a special type of car, okay? This is how God operates. And so, listen, and if you are in good standing with him, guess what? Don't you think sometimes he might say, well, I wasn't planning on it, but, you know, okay, you could have it. Because he could work out any circumstance later down the road for you. You see what I'm saying? Now, he says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Okay, right? Okay. So he's more likely to answer a Christian who is not only praying because they're always asking, but also praying because they want to draw closer to him. So not only go for the blessing, but go after the blesser as well. Does that make sense? Right? And so that's what God wants. You know, how many of you parents, mother, father, brother, sister, think you have a relative and the only time they call you is when they want something? What does that make you feel like, right? So we don't want God to feel that way. We want you to make sure that you put aside things just to hang out with the Lord. You know, of all the guys in the Bible, the one that I'm most jealous about in a good way, it's Enoch. The Bible said Enoch walked with God, and he was not, because God took him. Now, when I thought about it, and I said, you know, I've been saved a little over 40 years, you know, so I figure, okay, but Enoch, 360-something years. Now, listen, I mean, Enoch walked with God. Well, he had a lot more time to get to know God than I, you know, but I'm still a little jealous because God took him. He didn't even die. You know, God just said, hey, you know, Enoch, listen, we've been walking all day, and since I'm closer to my home than your home, why don't you just come home with me, you know? And that was it, you know, and he was gone. And the Bible said he pleased God. And I want to please God too. Not because I'm asking for things, but because I feel better. And listen, it's how big is God in your heart, you know? Especially when I pray for someone and they come, if I know my God is big in my heart, then, you know what, I'm going to have more faith that they're going to get it because of the bigness of God in my heart. You see what I'm saying? So if you know that you're walking in sin and you did something you shouldn't be going, you're not going to have enough confidence in praying and believing for that person as you would if you were walking with the Lord and talking to him. I mean, that's just great, you know, that when you walk with the Lord. All right, let me go on. Oh, Lord, God is so good. God is so good. So, anyway, your words mean a lot. So, we need to begin to speak God's word. When the enemy attack, you need to memorize scripture, especially about No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that come against me, I will condemn. And so we need to learn the Bible, study it, memorize it, and put it in our hearts, so when the devil raises ugly head, you don't go and a swear word like, you know, some Christians do that. The devil is, oh, you're using one of my words, you know. So you need to use the Word of God, because the Word of God, as a child of God, has power. Things happen in the spirit when you quote the scripture. It turns into a spiritual sword, right? When you quote the scripture, it turns into a sword, okay? So the person that say, you could pray, but that will never happen to me. You know what I'm saying? There are hindrances to the Word of God. When you use the devil's words, you use God's word, and God will promote you. So stop saying, I can never do that. I will never, okay? Because you are using, God says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? You see what I'm saying? That's how we have to train ourselves so that we can use faith, please God. Don't you think that the Lord is, let me tell you something, of all the messages that I have ever put together since I've been saved, this one here, I'm telling you, my printer wasn't working. I couldn't print it. Sunday, when I went to church, I printed it out, and I was looking at it, and then I got up, and I was staggering so much that I didn't know what happened to me, and I went and knocked the books over and everything, and I said, what's going on with me? And I said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. God, he's Jesus is my strength. I will walk in divine health and healing. All of a sudden, I'm good again. Okay, really. Ask my wife today. Today, she had to help me because when I was ready to print this out, I couldn't print. We couldn't print. The devil don't want you to learn this. Okay, let me tell you something. Because the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, the Bible says. Piercing between the the marrow and I don't remember the rest of that of the spirit of that of the marrow, and I don't remember that one. Okay, all right. So okay, now I wanted to talk about five elements of faith pertaining to God's word, right? So if you want to walk and experience God and use your faith, first of all, you have to be hearing the word, right? Remember, say faith comes by hearing. You know, you have to hear the word. You have to receive the word, right? You have to believe the word, right? And you have to take action according to the word and walk like it's a done deal, okay? That's how it is. Now, we talk about hearing, receiving the word, believing the word, speaking the word, acting on the word. That's the part where a lot of us fail, okay? So what do? We still keep confessing. Do you know how many things that I had to walk through and just still believe God, although it looks like it was never going to happen? Think about when he told Moses, by the way, I want you to go down and have the priest with the Ark of the Covenant, and the river is running right here. And he said, and then you go there and just wait on me, you know. And Moses is thinking, really? How is this going to happen? I'm sure he probably didn't know, but he was just obedient. And that's what we have to do. You see, because is there anything too hard for God? No. Okay. And so there is a negative side to this whole thing too, you know. There is fear. Okay. And the Bible says fear brings torment, right? Being fearful and being a child of God, that's not going to work too well, right? So when you're fearful, what do? You look up scriptures in the Bible and you quote them and say them out of your mouth. Because when you speak, it's that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. You know, I will fear, yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So when you're doing that, you're not aware that it's like if God was to open up your spiritual eye, it would be like fire go out of your mouth, you know. So that's how we defeat the enemy. We use the word of God because God has given us the authority to use the word. And the same way when God speaks it, the same thing that happened when God speaks it, the same thing that happened when we feel it, when we speak the word and we say, well, little old me, okay, fine. You want to think of yourself, God said you are more than a conqueror, okay, and you're saying little old me. See, you have to, listen, it may not make sense and you weren't brought up that way, but if the word of God said that about you, embrace it, believe it, walk in it. Okay, because listen, God took us from the dust and he make us sons and daughters of God to walk in victory and bring glory to his name. How are you going to bring glory to his name if you don't do the works that he does? So he wants you and I to copy what Jesus did. And he said that Jesus said, the works that I do, shall you do also. Is that true or is that a lie? He's not a liar. Amen. Whatever he says, if we dare to do it, it's going to happen. Now, it may not happen all the time, but listen, do it anyway. You see what I mean? Okay, so let me finish the part on fear. You know, this is an element of fear, right? So a lot of times we're fearful, we're angry, anger will hinder that, we doubt, okay, all right? We figure because there's lack, I never have enough, we're speaking it, right? And then it's like today, if you watch TVs and you're watching the news all the time, oh man, by the time the news is done, how do you feel? Terrible. You see what I'm saying? Because the words that they're using are not God's words. They're the devil's words, right? And if you watch all the shows, and nobody's talking about this. You know who they should go after? The people that are making all those terrible movies that showing them shooting people with blood spinging out. And, you know, I don't watch them, but every time you flip the channel, you see something, you say, really? How could people do that? Those are people are watching it, and why do you think they're shooting up so much? This is my opinion, by the way, because the guys that are shooting, they see it on TV several times, and they figure, oh, yeah, I could do that. You know, and these things are not being paying attention to. This is how the devil is doing. But what we need to do is to begin to use the word of God against all of this stuff in your personal life, because faith comes by hearing and hearing God's word. And then God wants to use you. There's a scripture that said you are God's battle axe. That means that when God's going to do a fight, he wants to use you to go forward and go in his name. Amen? God is so in love with you and I that we need to don't belittle yourself when you come to God. Look at what he says about you. Think about it, and then you could go, you say, you know, God says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. God says, I am more than a conqueror. You need to start thinking about these things so that you could act it. And once you begin to act it, then guess what? Those things are going to start to happen. Right? And because you are going to start saying it, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when you hear yourself say these things, after a while, when you're not even word, when you're not even thinking about it, the Bible says faith comes. It comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, even if you quote it to yourself. Okay, so if you're having a problem in your life, begin to find a scripture that counter that and begin to say it out loud. Okay, and if it's a healing you want, you point to it and say, no. You are healed. Let me give you a little story, and I'm done. So I was at church, and I made a big gallon of lemonade, and it was on the table. And someone came in. They got my attention, and I went like this, and I grabbed the lemonade, and my little finger got caught into the handle. And, you know, lemonade, I had put a lot of lime and And when I picked it up, it took this finger and it stretched it all the way down. And I didn't want to drop it because then I knew I would have to mop it up. So I went like this and I put it down like that. But it was so bad that I had to go to the doctor. And so they had to make a cast, put my hand in there, and gave me a whole lot of exercise to do. And next thing you know, it going back a few times, it was $900. And I was very upset. And one night, they're talking to my wife, and they want me to come back. And of course, it was painful. And I said to my wife, I said, you know what? $900 just for one little finger? Forget it. I'm tired of that. And I prayed. And right, she heard, Lord, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you to fix this little finger, and I don't want it. 900 is a ripoff. And so I forgot all about it. And so about 2 months down the road, something, I had a pain somewhere, and she goes, why don't you do what you did with your little finger? And I go, what did I do with the little finger? She goes, you remember your little finger that, you know, was hurting, and you prayed and God healed it? And I go, really? And I didn't even remember about it. And then she said, well, you know, the $900. I said, oh, okay, I remember. And today, no pain, the finger is fine. But you see, I didn't get it right away, but I believe that God can do anything. Amen? Amen. How much time do I have? Okay, great. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you these things. Listen, I tell these stories to help you understand, and I think God does these things just so that we could know a little bit how he operates in someone else's life. And then you could ask God and he'll do it maybe the same or maybe not. But I just want you to understand that we serve a God that loves us, okay? And I'll tell you the last one. I'm going to end with this. This morning when I got up, I was praying to God about this message. And I just say, Lord, I just want to hug you. And I did like this, you know, so my hand was like this. And then I said, well, when you hug somebody, my hand should be out here, right? But my hand was this because, you know. And so I was like this, and I'm like this. And then all of a sudden, I said, okay, Lord, so I just wanted to hug you. And he said, no, I'm hugging you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Love you. Great word.
I want you to stay up here. The Bible says that the faithful, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And when Pastor David walked in tonight, somebody stopped him at the back door and said, remember the last time you prayed for me? He prays for a lot of people, amen. And he said, the individual, I don't know who it was, they said, God's been working in my life ever since that. So I'm going to ask him to stay down here tonight. And if you want prayer, I want you to come down and receive prayer tonight. And I want to end by saying this. The Bible says that God, he opposes the proud, but he embraces the humble. So I think as we walk in humility, our faith grows. I think that when we walk in humility, when we hear the word, we can receive the word. And that's what I love about Pastor Dave. I mean, you don't have to look far. You know he's a humble man, very humble man. And every time I get around him, my faith grows because the word comes out of him. Weren't you blessed tonight? Just, yeah. Let's pray tonight, and then I'm going to have him come right down front here. And if you want prayer, just come down. My dad's going to come down too. My dad and Pastor David, they're going to pray for whoever wants prayer tonight. Grandpa, why don't you come on down too? Why don't you come down and pray too, okay? We'll have the old generals up here tonight. We'll have them pray for everybody. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name that our faith has increased tonight. Your word says you've given each a measure of faith, but tonight we ask you for a deeper level. We ask you for more. Father, we ask that, Father, in Jesus' name, not only in our lives, but in our children's lives. If that's your prayer tonight, just wave to heaven. Say, that's my prayer for my kids. I pray that in Jesus' name over this house, that as moms and dads, their faith grows, that it'll have a generational effect in Jesus' name. Come on, say amen tonight. You're not going to get this all the time. If you want prayer, come right up here. You got three faith-filled men. Amen. I love you guys. Have a great night.